God has certainly been good. We have really enjoyed our stay here in Dublin, Georgia. Enjoy today. Certainly my prayer go out for Brother Askew. James says life is like a vapor. It appeareth for a little while. And really, we don't know how long a little while is. But it soon vanishes away. We went out to Brother Askew's house this afternoon when he had gotten a call. We just enjoyed our stay. He had to go to the hospital. I learned that they were in surgery just a little while ago. But you know, the prayers are for righteous. Availeth much. I know that you're going to pray for him because we all are brethren and sisters. Sisters, you can pray just like men can pray. Amen. And we all need each other's prayer. The church is the only institution that can bring folks together in the right way, that we might be able to study the right thing. And when we study the right thing, we can be right with each other. Amen. So that's the thing that God wants. Nothing pleases God than when brethren of like faith dwells together in unity. Nothing pleases God the more. Jesus says in Matthew 16, as he came to the coast of Caesarea and Philippi, he asked a question. And he said, who do men say that I, this Son of Man, am? And you know, today I'm not really sure from what I see and hear that some men still don't know who he is. Amen. And I might drop on down further than that, and I'm getting closer to going home. Amen. And maybe right in the church of Christ, there are some folks don't know who he is. Sometimes we follow people not knowing what we're really doing. Amen. And I'm going to go further than that. Now, y'all promise y'all won't hurt me. Maybe right here at Eastmore Street Church, there may be some, I didn't say it was, now, could be, possibly. Now, if it don't fit, don't put it on. Could be some right here who may not know who God really is. God is a sustainer of our life. He sits high and he looks low. And he said upon this rock, Matthew 16 verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I haven't talked about the church a lot this week, but I will drop some in tonight. I will build my church up on this rock. R-O-C-K. Rock. And usually when people think of the term rock, we are thinking about something that's like a stone. Something that's hard and grows in the ground and created by natural forces of the earth and elements that comes together on the outside. But I'm not talking about that kind of rock, Brother Simmons. And since you're looking at me real good, you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 1. And I want you to go there and I want to say to the kid, those kids back there, they got to know me. Amen. When I walked in, hi, Brother King. I like that. I like that. Y'all are certainly beautiful children. I want to say, just keep on being good. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 1, Brother Simmons. Moreover, brethren. And when you see the term brethren, it usually, not always, but it usually indicates where folks have come together in one accord and in one mind to serve a man, a God of heaven. And when we come on the Lord's Day, that should be our purpose, to come together to partake of the Lord's supper, His body and His blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. It should be our purpose to come together to give like God wants us to give. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. It ought to be our purpose to come together to sing praises unto Almighty God. Hebrews 2, 12. Galatians. Ephesians 5. 19, Colossians 3, 16, and 17. And all these things are a word from the Lord. Galatians 3, 26. By faith, we are all God's children. By faith, for as many that has been baptized into Christ has put him on. There's neither Jew nor Greek, male or female, but we're all one in the Lord. Every one of us. Don't make no difference what color you are, what nationality you are, where you're from, whether you're rich or poor, black or white, grizzled or gray. Don't make no difference. God is all right. We love His creation. Acts 10. God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is acceptable in His sight. God is right. He's ready. So, who's the rock? Well, I want you to go on down, Brother Simmons, and finish that paragraph as you were reading. Now, start over again, because these young kids might not get that. Moreover, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. Now, the word ignorant does not indicate that they were dumb folk. Sometimes we see the word ignorant in the Word of God. Doesn't mean that you're just dumb and don't know nothing. It just means that you're not having no knowledge to the thing that is being discussed. Don't you see what I'm saying? Amen. I'm a dumb man when it comes to driving a bulldozer. Some of you say, well, no, I ain't going to ask that. Amen. You call me dumb if you want to. Amen. I got a brother home. He always say, you can believe me if you want to. That's his word all the time. I don't care if you don't believe it or not, I'm going to tell you anyway. That's the word of God. But you see, they were ignorant. That is, they weren't fully prepared to understand the word of God like they should have. Read on, Brother Simmons. How that all our fathers were under what? The clouds. And all passed through the sea. And were baptized of Moses. In the cloud. In the sea. Did all eat the same spiritual meat? Wait a minute. Did all eat the same spiritual meat? And when I think about the term meat is a filling substance. Is that not right, young man? Meat puts some grit in your stomach. Gives you strength and energy where you can work physically. Is that not right? Like I've been having all this week. Amen. Meat, everywhere I go, that's meat. When I get back home, I'm going to tell folks, hey, y'all got to give me some meat, because I've been eating meat all the week. Amen. I tell you, I never seen such a group of so caring folks down here, and energetic and loving, and it does me good and well to see people get together, smile and laugh, talk about the Word of God, talk about the Word that they're planning to do, and all this kind of thing. That's a blessing. Is that right? But when I think about the meat of the Word of God, we need to learn that in order to acquire the knowledge that God would have us to know, we got to study the Word of God. You're not going to know unless you study. Amen. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. How are you going to know about that unless you study? Is that not right? There's one body, one church. How in the world are you going to know unless you study? Back in Matthew 16, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. A lot of folks don't know who the rock is. Do you know who the rock is? Don't ask that. Somebody's shaking their head. Yes, you might know, but everybody don't know. Huh? Some of the younger folks may not know yet. They hadn't been there long enough yet. And maybe they might know more than you do. So I don't know. But that's just an assumption about the Word of God. Now, read on, Brother Simmons. They drunk out that meat. They ate out that meat. They drank out the same spiritual drink. Read on. They drank out that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. When Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, that common knowledge didn't know that he was talking about on himself. He's the one that the church was built on, and nobody, John the Baptist never have built a church. Matter of fact, I'm going to go farther than that. I might get in trouble. John the Baptist was never in the church. Y'all looking at me strange, huh? Amen. Jesus built the church, gave his blood for it, amen. Died, hung on the cross. Then after we get in the church, he wants us to do something about it. 1 Corinthians 15:58, the Bible says, I'm not going to have you read this because I do something. Be ye steadfast. You know what that means? Huh? Holding on to. Steadfast. Unmovable. Always. Now that word always carries a lot with it. You ought to be here always when the door is open for worship. Is that not right? Whatever the brothers come together, whatever the elders decide what to do, they do it for you, to strengthen you, to bring you up, to teach you the Word of God. That's what it's all about. And every time Brother Grant over here proposed something for the church, or some kind of class, or whatever, or the him and the elders get together and do some things, your job is to support whatever's going on. And when the world see us coming together, knowing that the Word of God is the only source of information that will save us in the last day. Amen. The Word of God is right. He is a rock. And when you obey the gospel, it does something. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 16. Thank you, young man. Ephesians 2, 16. You don't mind I take a drink, do you? I know y'all heard it a lot of times. Amen. Ephesians 2:16. Now listen. If you read it above that, you're going to run into this verse. And that he might reconcile. Is that right? Now what does the word reconcile mean? It means to bring together. Is that not right? Now when a husband and wife gets into it, I ain't going to start no problem now, y'all. And they get where they can't hardly get along, you go get somebody to talk to them and try to reconcile them back together. That means bring them back together. Because a lot of time, when things happen like that, they can't seem to settle their own problem. You need an intercessor. And Christ is our intercessor to bring us to God who is sitting on the right hand. Amen. God's there. We need His information. We need the Word of God to teach us how in the world to get along. Let me tell you this. This is Wednesday anyway. If anybody would be able to get along, it ought to be the members of the Lord's church. Should I say that again? It ought to be the members of the Lord's church. You got to pay attention to what God is saying, and brethren, amen, following the will of God, teaching it like it should be. Saints and members is to follow the teaching and the will of God. Is that not right? Paul said, no man liveth to himself. No man dieth to himself. We're not hermits in the Lord's church. You don't come to church and want to just draw up and sit by yourself. And don't nobody touch me. Nobody speak to me. I'm going to sit over here in the corner and just leave me alone. That's not the way God wants it. He wants us to have fellowship together in the Lord and love each other. Is that not right? I played football when I was in high school. Amen. I said, you don't look. Yeah, I did. I was a running back, Brother Stacy. I was a running back. I carried the ball. I might not look like it, but I carried the ball. Yes, sir. Yeah. But you know what? Coach was Mac Young. I won't never forget him. He taught us now there's 11 men playing on this team. Did you hear what I said? How many? 11. And every one of you got a job to do. Huh? George carried the ball. The quarterback handed it off to me. The center, he going to make a way from me. The line going to block. Amen. The end's going to go out in case they have to throw a pass. That's everybody watching. And you're not doing the same thing, but you got a job to do. And I want to drop this. I do it at home. I don't teach nothing that's strange. Because people are the same everywhere. Is that not right? Amen. Now I know around in our area we have people who want to take the place of the preacher. Amen, Walls. Huh? You want to take the place of, you can't get up in there and preach it in the pulpit, but you want to tell him what to preach on and preach about and how to preach. Now you got enough. How can I word this? You got enough problem trying to figure out just how to sit in your seat and listen. We got a problem with that. We don't know. And a lot of times we don't hear. Amen. Jesus says you got ears, but you hear not. Huh? You got eyes, but you see not. Some of them come to church, sit down, don't hear a thing, don't see nothing. What's the preacher preach? I don't know. Well, what you come for? Huh? Y'all look at me strange. But see, God, we are, don't you know we are responsible for ourselves as members of the body of Christ? Huh? Samuel said God has a good and right way. And that right way is in the Lord's church. Amen. I know sometimes you're going to slip up. You're going to get down. You're going to have your ups and downs. But you can always make it right. Amen. God's word is right. Everyone of these brethren here is here to help the church. Let me say that again. Every brother here is here to help the church. The elders are here to try to provide and make it good and right, keep the devil out of the church. Amen. Brother Stacy is here to let you know what you ought to do to stay right. Huh? Amen. That's what it's all about. And when you flow together as members and the saints of the kingdom of God, then God will look down and be pleased. And he will say, the good and faithful servants. He has a place prepared when we act like that. But now if we don't do it, he ain't going to say good. What are you going to say? Depart from me, you work of iniquity, for I never knew you. Paul talked about Ephesians 2, too, that we are reconciled. Is that right? Brought together. Go, you still got that? Get that verse again. Now that's something in there that I want to work on. That he might reconcile both. That word B-O-T-H, both, unto God in one body. Now, here's the problem. Both mean there's more than one. You got something besides one. In this instance, he was talking about both Jew and Gentile. That they might bring together. Why? Because there was a problem between the Jew and the Gentile back then. Well, I say back then, there's still a problem. We got a problem between the Jews and black, white, and everybody else. Amen now. And in our nation, there's all kind of things religiously taught. In order for a man to understand, he has to take the Bible and try to separate what's right and what's wrong. Folks on every corner trying to teach something, and everybody not right. And you got to be careful for folk teaching in the Lord's church. And everybody in the Lord's church is not always teaching what's right. That's where you got ears to listen. You got to listen to what's being taught. Study the Word. But don't take it up under yourself and say, I don't feel like that. I ain't going by feelings. Feelings are fooly. Is that not right? Feelings are fooly. But you got to know through the Word of God. Amen. Somebody said, the Bible said, well, those things which are revealed belong to man, but those secret things belong to God. We ain't talking about things secret. We're talking about things that are written in the book. Is that not right? Now, when Jesus built the church, he built it for everybody. That's you and me and everybody. Now, let me tell you something. His blood was shed on the cross, John 19, 34. They pierced him in the side. Forthwith came blood and water. Acts 22, 16, why tarest thou? Rise and be baptized. Wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, what are you trying to say, George? I'm trying to say, when you obey the gospel, you're a different person. Once you go down into that watery grave of baptism, when you rise, you need to be acting different. If you've been lying, quit lying. You've been stealing, quit stealing. Is that not right? You've been drinking, quit drinking. You say, well... Amen. You been talking about folks? Been talking about folks. Don't talk about them. Talk to them. If you got something to say, go to him. Tell all to get your brother, go to him and him alone. Tell him of his fault. You can work that thing out when you do right. Amen. Some people talk about folks and when they approach about it, I ain't said nothing. Amen. I ain't said nothing. You know you. Tell him. Amen. Amen. But see, God don't need no tape recorder. Does he? He's got a memory that will last forever. Whatever man does, God always remembers. Is that not right? That's why. Now, somebody go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. On this thing, because I need to say this tonight before tomorrow night, and so we can get things together in the Lord's church. The body of Christ is the only thing that can keep us going.
There is one body.
There is one body.
One spirit.
One spirit. Now see, I know y'all already know that. But we don't think about it, do we? There is one body. One spirit. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Now read on, Brother James.
One Lord.
One Lord. We don't have no problem about that. We may not know how to worship him, but we know there is one Lord. There ain't no two, just one. He's the Lord that creates the heaven and the earth and everything there are. One Lord. Read.
One spirit.
One faith. That faith comes from the Word of God. There's no two, three different kind of faith according to the will of God. There's only one. Amen. What else?
One baptism.
Now let me tell you, the baptism that God talks about is the baptism that will save a man. Clean him from his sins and everything else. Any other kind of baptism that you want to put in there won't help one. That'd be just like taking a bath. You take the dirt off, but you still got your sins. A drunk man gets in the tub and washes up. When he gets out, but water didn't sober him up, he'd still be a drunk man. Is that not right? But God can take that man, amen, let him get come to his senses, baptize that man, come out there. If he listens to the word of God, he'll be a different man. That's the difference between God and men that we talk about today. Now, I get mixed up on this clock. Is it 10 after 8? How did time get away that fast? No, that's right. Okay. So-and-so used to get going by 7 o'clock. I think, I'm not home. Our time is different than y'all's. That's right. I got the time. Okay, now let me tell you something. You see, we had a problem with a man. We got a young man now that in our era, and we had a problem in by Obama. Y'all looking at me real strange. I don't know why I had any no kind of problem or not. But he just couldn't take it because Obama became president. And he said, well, God didn't have nothing to do with that. I told him, I said, now let me tell you something, brother. And I baptized this young man too. He is saying that Obama don't have enough credentials. Whatever he called credentials, I don't know. To be a president. And God didn't put him in there. He said, God don't buy nothing like that. He said, God don't do nothing. Well, I believe this. I believe this, y'all. Now here comes the stuff, brother. Y'all might have to get on me. Now watch, get your book. I believe that God works in human affairs. Not all the things that God works with. You see, I'm going to show you something now. Got your book? Make sure you get your book right. Turn to Daniel. Chapter 4. I'm going to do it this way. And it'll be so close, y'all, that when I get through with this, y'all be ready to go home. Amen. Because God has a part in just about everything you do. You know, God works in mysterious ways. Huh? Like Romans chapter 13, God works in a mysterious way. I know. But now, God does work in human affairs. And sometimes we think, well, he don't do it. Oh, yeah. Okay, the first thing I want to do, turn to Daniel 4, verse 16 and 17.
Let your heart be changed from man, and let a thief's heart be given up to him.
You know who you're talking about? Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to make your man's heart be changed. Now, God is working on this man. Now, read on down. I'm going to show you something.
And let 7 times pass over him.
This matter is by the decree of the order of the watchers.
And the demand by the reward of the Holy One.
And the demand by the man of the Holy One.
To the intent.
That the living might know
that the Most High,
ruleth
in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whosoever he will.
Now, wait. Now, watch this. We he said, you can't prove to me that the God of heaven works in the kingdom of men. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:21, the Bible says, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. God does work in a mysterious way. Amen. That he works in the kingdom of men. Now, this man was so boisterous about what he was doing, and his ego kind of got away from him. You're watching what I'm doing now. That God had to work on this man to show who he was. Now you still got chapter 4? Go down to verse 30. Then I'm going to back up in a moment. Go down to verse 30.
The king spake and said,
it's not this great Babylon that I have built by the might of my what? Power. Wait a minute. This man giving all the credit to himself. Are you looking? Look what I've done. He left God out of the plan. That's one reason God had to get a hold on him. Sent him out, made him eat grass like an animal. Because he done lost who he belonged to. And I want to say it to the church sometimes, even in God's house, we lose who we belong to. Amen. And that's what God had to work on him. Oh, y'all looking at me strange. Now I want you back up. Now y'all can set the rest of yourself. I want you back up. Go to chapter 2. And I guess about verse 19, somewhere in there. 18.
That they were desiring mercy of the God of heaven concerning his secret that Daniel and his fellows had not perished with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
Read on down.
Then was the secret
of Daniel revealed and invited in a night. You got Daniel 2. What verse are you reading? 19. Go on down.
Daniel said,
for wisdom and might is who?
He is.
His. Now you know who he is mean? It's me talking about God. Now read verse 20. 21.
And he changed the time and the
wait a minute. Who is he? I don't mind teaching a little class tonight. Who is he? That he is God. God has all power. And we need to remember that even while we're members of the Lord's church. God has all power. God knows what he's doing too. God set up, he tear down, he builds, he destroys. God does all these things. Now, read on, Brother Simmons. Over yonder, he said he could put him in. Now, if a person don't get too bad or too right, Brother Stacy, he'll take him out. Y'all looking at me real strange. They say, what in the world is this man talking about? He removeth kings. What else does it do? And when you back, he has something to do with the time and the season. He changed the season. Now let me tell you, we just sat back when I got in here Saturday and Sunday. Did y'all change your clock back? Huh? And right before this, did y'all come into the season of winter? And a few months from now, you're going to the season of spring. Then a few months from then, you're going to the season of summer. God can change the time. He can change the season. He changes what he needs to change. And you ain't going to do nothing about it. Amen. God has a way of doing things. Is that not right? Oh, y'all looking at me real strange. This God who I serve is a great God. He knew how to take care. Say, I know that God feeds me. Huh? I don't have to admit it, but God still feeds me. Because the Bible said that God is good. To who? The just and the unjust. One brother said, well, if God was like that, he wouldn't be feeding the sinners. I say, he's not like you.
Amen.
Some of you will cut your throat to spite your face. Amen. You get mad at somebody, you run off and go like you're going to help something. It ain't going to help nothing running away. I'm sorry, y'all. Amen. It ain't going to help nothing. What we need to do is just get it right. Huh? You can get mad at somebody, run from here to Mount Tennessee. It ain't going to change the situation none until you get back and make it right. If you got all against your brother. I make it like you bring your gift at the altar and put it down, set it down, go back. And be reconciled to your brother. Then come back. Pick up your gift. You know why? Because you're ready to serve God. But as long as there's some animosity and anything going on between you and anybody else, and you ain't right, and you don't want to make it right, and I ain't going to never do it, hey, you won't never see heaven either. I won't see it, and nobody won't see it, as long as we have that kind of attitude. Amen. The Word of God is right. So God knows what He's doing. Let's go back to that verse now. You still on verse 21? Okay, going down a little farther.
He giveth wisdom to the wise.
Now, wait a minute. Now, He giveth wisdom to, if you want to know anything, ask God. Huh? Who upbraideth not? He gives liberty to all those who try to seek Him and find Him and try to study His Word. God, the wisdom of God wants us to know will save a man. Is that not right? God's Word is right. You can't outdo God. The air that we breathe belongs to God. The sunshine that shined on us today belongs to God. The house we live in belongs to God. You say, I bought it myself. I paid for it. The money that you get belongs to God. God is in everything. That's why God can take it. One man saved by the note, God giveth, and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He can take away or an easy give. Is that not right? So God, He's got an upper hand on us. Amen. Because see, the only thing we can do is just depend on God. Pray about things and let God direct our path. And everything will be alright. You know what? Somebody say, out in the world, Brother Stacy, how can you get along with folks? Y'all just looking at me like that. That's all right. See, I tell you how you get along. The Bible said, if a man waves, you know where I'm going? Flee the Lord. He can be at peace with his enemy. Do I need to say that again, y'all? Oh, I do? Okay. If a man wait, please the Lord, he can be at peace with his enemy. Well, you're saying, George, God teach us how to get along. The only problem we have is following the Word of God. The Bible said, do good to them that despitefully use you and say all manner of evil falsely against you for my sake. You turn around and love them regardless of what they do. Amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, what do you mean by the word love? Well, see, when God tells me to do certain things, and I want to back up on it, I know this. I know that the Word of God is telling me this is my job to do whether I like it or not. Huh? Amen. You ever go to the doctor? And you got something wrong with you? And some of you don't like shots? Huh? And you got to take this shot before you get well. Do you like taking shots? Huh? I don't. But I tell you what, I take them. Why? Because I want to get well. It's not that I don't, that I like it, but I know it's going to do me some good. Now that's the way the Word of God is. Is that right? Sometimes the Word of God is a little bit heavy on us. We ain't used to it no way. We're so used to doing what we want to do ourselves. So, I know I got sins. I tell you what, I'm 3 times 7. Well, why don't we act like we're 3 times 7? Amen. The Word of God, I don't care how old you are, if you're 3 times 50, and ain't none of you that old. Amen. It's still going to work out. Amen. So now, go back to that verse 21 and finish it out now. Now watch this.
He giveth
wisdom to the wise. Knowing. See, the word wisdom, as we were taught, is knowing how to use your knowledge. Is that not right? You see, some folk got... I don't want to go home before my time. But some people got a little wisdom. A little knowledge. Let me reverse that. But they got, and they got enough wisdom to know how to use the knowledge that they have. Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. That's right. So you got to know how to use your knowledge. Wisdom is that capability of handling things aright. Knowing where to say yes and no. Knowing when to say I'm sorry or not sorry. Knowing what kind of language and how you sound before the people. Huh? Words. Words can hurt a man. Words fitly. Huh? Words fitly spoken. It's like an apple at thine eye. Amen. An angry man sometimes loses his composure and don't know how to talk to folk. That's the reason we got to learn to control ourselves. I know this lesson, y'all thought, well, I need to do this. Amen. We need to learn to how to control ourselves. Because, see, people are looking how to be instructed through the Word of God. That's what it's all about, brethren and sisters. So we need some wisdom, knowing how to handle ourselves. Is that not right? What else does it say, brother?
And knowledge for them that no understand.
All right. Some folk don't understand that. Huh? You know, I hate to say this, but in a lot of places, we are worse than some of the animals God created. Y'all listen to me funny. Y'all don't mind me saying this, do you? You know, the Bible says an ox. Can y'all help me out a little bit? Listen to what he said. See, I didn't say that now. The ox knows his owner. But God indicted us. We don't even know him a lot of times to the fact that we obey and carry his will. We're going to stand in judgment one day, and every man shall be judged according to his work, whether they're good or bad. That's what it's all about. God's word is right. And if you're here tonight, and the time is up, I didn't mean to go that way tonight, but I got to thinking about some stuff, and I was talking to a person, and I want you to know that, see, God is not never wrong. You shall know the truth. Truth can make you free. Free you will ever be. When God's word is spoken, we need to listen. And we need to obey the word of God. The Hebrew book writer said, though he were a son, yet learned he, what? Obedient by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Huh? I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God did this. That's when he sent his son to die on the cross. That we can have that chance to obey the gospel of Christ, baptize and be added to the Lord's church, and live a dedicated, committed life to God Almighty. And when God calls us away from labor to reward, we will stand in that day and God will know what we have done, whether it's good or bad. We got to make it right ourselves. Can't nobody live our life for us. I can't live it for you. You can't live it for me. We got to do that on our own. We got to put enough time in studying, amen, to be what we want to be. Amen. So if you're here tonight and not a child of God, you need to be added to the church, whether you're young or old, because young folk die as well as old folks. Just a few months ago, I think I told you this the other day, my sister-in-law's daughter, my wife's sister's daughter, passed away at 20-something years old with cancer. We done her funeral there in McMinnville. Young lady in her 20s. Who would ever thought that she would have cancer? She didn't look like it. She would come by the house and want me to do certain things, and there she was, appeared. She got to be what was something that was bothering her a little bit, and all this kind of thing, and she couldn't figure what it was. She went to the doctor up in McMinnville, and they run a test on it and all this kind of thing, and they didn't find nothing. Had another problem. She got up one morning, she couldn't see. See, we don't know. She couldn't see. She called her mother. Mother came over and they called me. We went over there and she couldn't see. Then that she said, I can't see. She got her sight back. But we wondered why she couldn't see. Took her back to the doctor and we told the doctor what was going on. Then they sent her to Nashville, Tennessee. Got down there and they put it into Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. Got down there and run some tests on it and all these kind of things. And run some tests. And found out, they come up with the idea, she had cancer. Cancer, Brother Simmons. Almost gone. And didn't know it. Got down there. She stayed a couple of weeks and doctors done a surgery on and all that kind of thing. Sent her back home. A few more weeks she got bothered again. Had to send her back to the hospital. And this time she didn't come out. 20-something years old. Young. Somebody said the young folks are supposed to live a long time. Not necessarily. Young die as well as the old. Take care of yourself. Do the best you can, but learn to love God. Obey the gospel. Get into the church. If something's wrong, you have that privilege of knowing if you're right, you will go to that place called heaven, where there will be no more sickness, no sorrow, no pain, for the former thing would have passed away. Don't have to cry no more. Don't have to hurt no more, because all these things are gone, that's earthly. Because God knows what he's doing. You come by hearing the word of God, by believing the same, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ, being baptized, and let God add you to the church while we stand and sing the song of invitation.